Welcome to your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. We are glad you click play. Every day my friend and podcast partner Nick and I explore everything in the universe, or rather everything that touches our universe, and we try to make sense of it in a fun and funny way. It's not rocket science, it's human science, and sometimes there's no science at all. But we hope you find something fun and useful whenever you drop by. Enjoy today's dose. I witnessed a surgery. I was an eyewitness to a surgery when I worked at Orlando Health.
Oh, okay. It wasn't just like you were about to confess that you committed a surgery.
No, it was a really amazing. I'm trying to think of the name of the doctor who did it. It was groundbreaking surgery. It was leg lengthening on a small person, on a little person. I don't know if his designation was that he had dwarfism. I think he did. But this doctor, orthopedic surgeon, I think his name was Dean Cole, put these bolts in this mechanism that had a crank, and this person, once the surgery was done, would turn this crank once every day, and it would spread the bone just enough that the bone would be able to grow between the two ends, and kept doing this until literally added 2 inches to this kid's legs. I mean, unbelievable, right? So, and I got to witness that hardware being put in, and I was impressed by how brutal it was.
Yeah.
Like orthopedic surgeons, they're carpenters first, all right? I mean, they're pulling out the saws and the screws
hammers,
and the chisels and this stuff, right? It's a little disturbing. It's a little bit like a Saw movie. But then the precision with which they reassemble is like something. Okay.
That's cool.
I have a concept I want to share with you.
Yeah.
A question for you.
Is it a movie?
Have you ever heard of the concept of the ship of Theseus?
Yeah.
Okay, I had never heard this concept before. And for the listeners who aren't aware of what this is, the ship of Theseus is the question, really, of whether something remains the same if it's completely replaced one piece at a time, right? And I had a crossword puzzle that basically went from the word ship, Theseus ship, all the way through morphing into different things, and then the last clue was Theseus's ship.
Okay.
And it was very clever, but that's how I learned what this thing was. And I thought, what an interesting question, that if I were to have every part of my body replaced one piece at a time, would I still be me? Or even my car. If I replaced every single piece of that car with a different car, is that still...
Yeah, like a vintage car, even if you use the original parts or the original manufacturer's parts, is it still an original? Yeah.
But then the question becomes, who cares?
Yeah.
That's, I mean, really, that's... You introduced another concept to me, Occam's
Razor?
Yes.
Yeah.
Recently. And I love stuff like this, by the way. I love Zeno's paradox.
Yeah.
I love the things that mess with your mind, because then it makes you question what's possible. You know, if God can do anything, God created a rock so big that God can't lift it. Well played, my friend.
The sound of one hound clapping.
One hound clapping.
Roof. Roof.
I love it. See, now you get it, because that was very much an improv moment right there.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just when the mistake shows up, it can be a really joyful thing. That's just it. If you lean into it, which you always do, by the way, you're like, if you hear something stupid come out of my mouth,
but I lean into it with you. I don't always lean into it, because it's, you know, I think you have to be with somebody who you think is going to be open to it.
Ooh.
Or it has to really bother them.
All right. Okay.
And in which case, you're just going to be like, oh, I'm just going to keep escalating until this person cracks, breaks, loses their mind, punches me in the face, whatever. I am in it to win it.
I respect that. But I do believe that there are converts too, that there are people who can be brought along who wouldn't normally, you know, be laughing at the time. But that's good. It's good. You are good. That's hilarious.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. I'd like to take a moment and just thank improv in general, and Bob specifically, for helping me embrace mistakes like that one. When I was younger, a mispronunciation like that would bother me, because I needed to be precise, and mistakes were always embarrassing. Now I look forward to mistakes like that, because, let's face it, one hound clapping, That is comedy gold. Have a great day.